Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. M.R., Number 673, Refuge for Jewish Converts Encouraged. Refuge for Jewish Converts. I have just had an interview with Brother F.C. Gilbert, the converted Jew. He is looking much better in health than when I saw him last, and his wife looks well. He had much to say in the short time he was with me, and he spoke clearly and distinctly. He always has a very interesting history to relate. He certainly is doing a good work. I hope he will be able to raise money for the place he has just purchased. How thankful I would have been if I could have given him something for this enterprise, but I was unable to do this. Fresno Church encouraged to take special offering for Refuge for Jewish Converts. I was much pleased to have some conversation with Elder F.C. Gilbert and his wife. What he told me of his work was very interesting. I believe that if he will hold on patiently, his work for the Jewish people will be successful. I greatly desired to help him with money in properly fitting up the place he has purchased. I wish the church at Fresno might be induced to make an offering to his work, that the Jews who accept Christ and because of this are cut off from their people, may have a place of refuge. Elder Gilbert is using his God-given powers in a noble work. I pray that through his efforts, many of the seed of Israel may be grafted into the true stock, Christ Jesus. I ask you to study this whole chapter, Romans 11, carefully. There is a great work to be done for the Jewish people. In seeking to do this work, Brother Gilbert has placed himself in a trying position, and at times his life has been endangered. But the Lord has wonderfully preserved him and has blessed his efforts in giving him converts to the faith. Now that he has purchased a farm where he can make a home for these converted Jews, I trust that our people in Fresno will help him in this work. I am in fullest sympathy with this work, and I desire to solicit an offering from the Fresno Church for its support. I trust that no hindering influence will come in to turn their hearts from giving. Not only will this home serve as a refuge to those who accept Christ, but it will be a place where they will learn how to work for their own people. White Estate, Washington, D.C., November 16, 1978.